Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Sean Kilgo. The New Testament reading for today is from 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 1 through 18. Working together with him, then, we appeal to you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For he says, "In a favorable time I listened to you, and in a day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the favorable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. We put no obstacle in anyone's way, so that no fault may be found with our ministry, but as servants of God we commend ourselves in every way, by great endurance, in afflictions, hardships, calamities, beatings, imprisonments, riots, labors, sleepless nights, hunger, by purity, knowledge, patience, kindness, the Holy Spirit, genuine love, by truthful speech, and the power of God. With the weapons of righteousness for the right hand and for the left, through honor and dishonor, through slander and praise. We are treated as impostors, and yet are true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold we live, as punished and yet not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing yet possessing everything. We have spoken freely to you, Corinthians. Our heart is wide open. You are not restricted by us, but you are restricted in your own affections. In return, I speak as to children, widen your hearts also. Do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. For what partnership has righteousness with lawlessness? Or what fellowship has light with darkness? Or what accord has Christ with Belial? Or what portion does a believer share with an unbeliever? What agreement has the temple of God with idols? For we are the temple of the living God, as God said, "I will make my dwelling among them, and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people." Therefore go out from their midst, and be separate from them, says the Lord, and touch no unclean thing. Then I will welcome you, and I will be a father to you, and you shall be sons and daughters to me, says the Lord Almighty. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. In the name of Jesus, Amen. Dear saints, the preacher to the Hebrews describes the saints of old as those of whom the world was not worthy. One of the great temptations which the devil brings upon us in this life is to seek for the approval and friendship of the world, to see in the world around us a possibility of prestige and honor and glory, and that if we are rejected, persecuted, belittled, or whatever it might be by the world, then there must be something wrong with us. We're tempted to think that if the world does not love us and accept us and glorify us, that we have somehow failed, either as the church or as Christians or as individuals. In the background of this is a twisting around of what the preacher says. Instead of the world being unworthy of us, we think that we are unworthy of the world, and that's simply not true. St. Paul in today's reading reminds us of all the ways in which the world and the devil try to convince us that we are unworthy of them and that we need to seek their approval to find our worth. He notes that as the Lord's servants, we have commended ourselves to the work of the Lord, and in so doing have endured a whole variety of things, afflictions and calamities, beatings and imprisonments, riots, labors, sleepless nights, and hunger. These things do not come upon us, the apostle, his fellow workers, because we have done something the world finds commendable, but because we have borne the weapons of righteousness, wielding the word of God, via truthful speech and genuine love and God's power and all the rest. And so the world and the devil despise these things. And the world and the devil tries to bring to nothing the Lord's church and his Christians. St. Paul notes that we are treated as impostors, as unknown, as dying, as punished, as sorrowful, as poor, and as having nothing. And here's the catch. This is what the world sees. It's what the devil tries to make us believe, and it's what our flesh feels. But it's all exactly the opposite. We are instead true and well known and alive and rejoicing and bestowing riches and possessors of everything. The reason for this is because we, the Lord's saints, belong to Him. We are the temple of the living God, St. Paul writes. He dwells with us, He makes His home with us, He preserves us, and even more than that, He bestows upon us the great names of Son and Daughter, and upon Himself, our Father. We who belong to God in such a profound way have the blessing of being without fear of the world and the devil and whatever they might want to call us or convince us of, because we know it's all a lie. And knowing that, we can make the bold proclamation of the excellencies of Him who called us out of the darkness of sin and the world and the devil, and into His marvelous eternal light. The world is unworthy of us, because we belong to God, and we belong to Him forever. In Jesus' name, Amen. Let us pray. O Lord God, the light of the minds that know You, the life of the souls that love You, and the strength of the hearts that serve You, give us strength to follow the example of Your servant, Augustine of Hippo, so that knowing You we may truly love You, and loving You we may truly serve You. For to serve You is perfect freedom. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with You in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.